Yeah, I tell you, man, that factory's the pits, man. Last night I got into a hassle with James Boyd. I'm in the cafeteria and I took a break that was just a little bit too long, man, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine.
A half hour break.
He stretched a 15 minute break into a half hour break.
And then he comes into the cafeteria. And I thought he was coming in to chase everybody away. But he's coming after me. And he calls me. And I'm walking out the door right as he's walking in the other one. And he goes, George, I want to talk to you. Come here. I go, oh, man, what is this about? And on my production card, see, the day before yesterday, I did ice cream, right? Balian. And you got to pack those in cases. Wow. And so, like, I didn't put that down on my production card.
How many cases you packed?
I don't know, man. I packed 2 pallets, you know. I don't know how many cases that is, but, you know, that shit was heavy, man. And, like, I put down on the card, you know, no cases because it was lost time. You know, we stripped the sides and everything, and, like, there
were
no cases.
You were teaming up with somebody or you were working alone?
Gutierrez was doing the same job, but we weren't working together.
You were working alone.
Yeah, and so he comes and says, well, he goes, I don't know if you've packed this or not, you know. On your production card, all it says, you know, is that you did 3,000 sheets, but you
didn't. 2 loads.
Yeah, but you didn't pack it. So I go, yeah. I go, look, man, there they are. You can see there's my name stamped right on there. I just didn't put it down. Oh, well, I got to figure it out. He goes, what are you doing in the cafeteria so late? I'm just going, oh, man, this is the pits, man. This is
that's
the bottom
last
of the
thing you wanted to hear.
Yeah, really, this fucking my ate, you know, getting on my case.
Yeah. Well, that's nothing new.
It's nothing new.
It's always been like that.
It's par for the course, man. Right?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I can't take that type of living anymore. Even if this career doesn't work out for me, I'll find something else that will.
Something else. Well, you're going to do real estate, maybe,
definitely.
Right?
I got my books and everything. I'll be studying. But in a sense, I need some type of steady income.
But the competition, man. I mean, is it real tough, like, on the lot?
Yeah, it is. There's definitely guys that have been doing that 4 or 5 years. And
they're real good at it.
That are real good at it, and they know how to talk to the people, and they know that when somebody's coming in if they're buying or not.
Oh, they could tell right away.
Yeah, but that all comes with time, you know, and they're pretty helpful with me, and, you know, it'll all come in time. I figure the more cards I get out, the more people I talk to, the more cards I'm going to sell. It just all comes with time. Once I get my experience, I'll be up there, too, in the top 4 salesmen.
Your parents don't know yet, huh?
No, they'll know when I come back.
I think my dad told me yesterday they're coming back the 15th or 16th.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be the 15th, which would be on a Saturday, I think. And I'll be working till 9 o'clock. So they'll be pretty happy for me, more or less, because they didn't want me to work in the factory much longer.
Yeah, I know. My mom doesn't know what to do to get me out. But they didn't take a trip through Brazil and Argentina?
I don't know. They
spent the whole time in Guayaquil?
Yeah, I think so. My dad told me he was going to go to Argentina and Peru and Colombia, but he only wrote one letter, and they were in...
No one's called him? I mean, no one's talked to them? No.
He sent postcards to everybody in a letter, but...
Yeah.
Other than that, he hasn't called or told us what's up, and he'll be in here in no time.
Is he staying over at Manuel Parra?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And the other architect is his nephew or something.
Pablo Graf.
Pablo Graf.
Yeah. He's an architect.
I never met him. I know Manuel.
That's
I've been to his house
nephew,
a number of times.
One of his brother's sons or something.
Uh-huh.
But they'll come back. They'll be happy to see me here, that I got a new career going. And
they weren't all heartbroken about, you know, all that?
Well, they have no idea what's happening right now.
They have no idea.
When they left, we were on shaky grounds, but... You know, they thought it might be able to work out. So when they come in, they'll be pretty shocked.
Yeah.
And hurt. But like I say, things will work out for the best.
What about her folks? They're not sorry at all, huh?
No, in fact, I've seen them. I went to church with them for the last 3 Sundays.
Really?
Wow.
She thought it might, you know, help our relationship as friends. And
she still considers you, man, huh?
Exactly, she does. Because, I mean, we went to church together for the last 3 Sundays.
Yeah.
And then we went to the movies after, and her folks were at church, and, you know, afterwards her mom had an injury on her leg or something. She wasn't at church last Sunday. We went to their house, and I went over there, and her brother was there, her nephews and nieces, her sister, our godson, and, you know, it was just like everybody was real friendly and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if the parents are aware that we did, you know,
separate,
but it possibly was for the better, because they didn't feel comfortable with us living together anyhow.
Yeah. Right, that's not looked on too good.
No,
huh?
So what they probably think is, you know, that we still have a lot of love for each other, that moving out was the best thing until we both are ready for marriage, and if she still loves me and I still love her and we want to get married, there's still the chance of us getting back together and getting married this time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think things are working out pretty good. She called me the other day and, you know, she calls me and talks to me, and I call her and ask her how her day was and everything.
Yeah. What does your sister say?
And they tell me to stay away from her, don't even call her or anything.
Yeah?
Wait till she calls you and everything, but, you know, that's not right.
Yeah, that's hard.
I mean, if she accepts me calling her and she doesn't tell me don't call me or...
They're telling you that, why, to, like...
Because they feel that she's going to get too strong by me, you know, kissing her ass or something,
exactly,
or crawling back and begging her, you know, for me to come back.
She's going to get the upper hand.
Exactly, which, you know, she probably already does, but...
Yeah.
I'm not going to just wait for her to call me, because it's not right. I have feelings for her. I want to know, you know, how she's doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to communicate with her. That's all there is to it. It's not like I'm asking her, you know, let me move back in or, you know... I'm sorry. I just want to remain friends with her and find out how she's doing.
Yeah.
So they tell me, I don't tell them I call or nothing, you know. And you know, I sent her flowers last week. I sent her flowers to work.
Yeah.
The day before I moved out. Just to tell her I was sorry about everything that had happened and that, you know, I hope we could remain friends and that God brings us back together if it was meant to be.
Yeah.
And she was real happy about this. She said, that really meant a lot to me, you know, that you did send me flowers and...
And what you wrote.
Yeah, exactly. Because she knew it came from my heart. No matter what I put her through and everything, she knows deep down inside I really did love her, but I had a problem or something.
Yeah. You had to get something out of your system.
Yeah, but I don't even know what it is. In fact, I might have to go to therapy or something to find out. Because there's no way I should, you know...
You should be like this.
Exactly. I mean, people say you act out of... it's okay, most men do look at other women and, you know, things go through their mind and everything, but that I'm impulsive. I'd act on my impulse.
Yeah.
Like, I'd see something, I'd want it, and I'd go after where I had a beautiful woman. I shouldn't have thought like that at all.
Yeah.
This is what a lady told me that was a therapist. She said she was going to get me somebody to go talk to and everything. She said possibly I was not satisfied with myself. I wasn't happy with myself for some reason, and that I just acted out of impulse.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I don't know. It is a problem, because I did have a nice old lady, and kind of miss her and everything. It's lonely coming home after putting in 12 hours on the lot and working all day and, you know, working all evening, and then you don't have anybody to come home and share it with.
Yeah. Are you working 12 hours? You're gonna be doing that 9 to 9.
If I want, that's up to me. Basically, you know, they're gonna give us a shift, either 9 a.m. to 3 p.m, or 2 p.m. to 9 p.m.
See, uh-huh.
So if I wanted to come in before 2, if I was on the evening shift, I would come in at 9 and work 9 to 9. If I was on the evening shift from 2 to 9, I could come in and work from 9 to 9.
So when you went last week and you applied, right?
Mm-hmm.
They hired you
right on the spot. He gave me an interview. He talked to me. He told me why I wanted to get into sales and if I felt I could sell, if I had any experience and everything. And
you told him about all the cars that you had owned.
Yeah, I told him I had done sold cars all through my early years, but it was private party.
You've had about like 30 cars.
At least
30 cars.
So I have some type of experience selling, dealing
with
people.
You know about cars.
Handling the money, and the only thing it is I have to work on is doing the paperwork, is filling out a contract and basically paperwork, which is very simple. That, you know, once it comes along with experience, and the more people I work with, the easier it'll be. That's the most important thing, and selling them the car, talking to somebody into buying a car that doesn't want to buy, that's there to look.
Yeah.
But yet, wouldn't mind owning a new car.
That's right.
And you've got to talk them into it. You got to sell it to them, you know. You got to get them in your office, and you got to sell that car to them. You can't let them leave without that sale. Otherwise, they're going to go elsewhere.
Right.
If they believe you and you could sell them, you're going to make a lot of money.
You need this car. You want this car.
Definitely.
Take it with you.
What can I do for you in order for you to buy this car. I mean, if there's a price too much, I could work on the price. Let me go talk to my manager. Maybe I could drop it $500-$600. Maybe we have a $300 rebate that you could use towards the down payment. Maybe it's 3.9 financing that'll save you money in the long run if you finance $15,000 or $16,000. So, you know, it's just it's like a game, you know.
Yeah. So Holmes, they put you through training all these days?
Is yeah, that 5 days. I watched videotapes dealing with this guy that sold cars and made $100,000. His goal was to make $100,000 every year selling cars. And he accomplished his goal. Every year he sold $100,000.
Oh,
and he
God.
Retired at 35 after a certain amount of years selling. And he just got into making audio cassettes in sales to motivation tapes.
And a system to sell.
Exactly. Books, seminars, videotapes.
$100,000 a year. That guy must have hustled.
Yeah, well, it's possible. You figure you could sell at least 20 cars a month. Every month for 12 months, you know, you're going to be up there in $70,000-$80,000 bracket.
20 cars in a month. That's almost a car a day.
Exactly. Which isn't difficult. If you're on the lot for damn 12 hours, one car isn't all that much if you have the clients coming in. That's the only thing. If you have the traffic, we're on a busy street, Firestone Boulevard.
Right. Firestone where? By the 605?
Exactly, right before the 605. Right past Downey, where we used to play basketball at the YMCA.
Yeah, a little past it going east.
I'd say a mile going east.
You know, I've been wanting to go visit you, but I'm afraid you're going to sell me a car, bro.
Yeah, well, that's the last thing you need to do is get in any more debt than you already are.
Yeah, man, I got to get out of my debts, man.
Yeah.
And then I'd be a free agent, man.
In fact, I was planning if they were going to play basketball, if I did go in Thursday at 9 o'clock.
You could go for a couple hours.
It's right down the street. I could bring my work clothes and
take a shower. Take a shower. Why not? Because
get there at 7 and play from 7 to quarter to 9 and take probably 5 minutes to get from YMCA to the Firestone Chrysler.
You want to go tomorrow? I don't know if they're playing because last week the gym was closed. They're working on the ceiling.
So the last 2 weeks the gym was closed.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks the gym was closed.
And you haven't talked to Larry Holt at all?
I haven't seen him this week. I saw him last week and he told me they were still working on the gym, but I haven't seen him this week.
Yeah. I got a check coming tomorrow. I have to go pick up, so I'll probably be in there in the evening after
work.
We're
at Federal?
Yeah, either at 5 o'clock or 3 o'clock or... We're getting paid tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
I got my last...
Your last what?
1 week check and 1 week vacation check.
Oh, not too bad.
So it'll help me because I don't have any steady income now. If I don't sell or make money, I got a...
You mean you don't even get minimum?
Well, we get $600 a month, $300 every 2 weeks, which isn't bad. I mean, I could now that I don't have to pay rent,
yeah.
I might be able to pay my credit cards and my car payment and my insurance with that $600. My car payment's $258. The insurance is $100 a month. That's $358. And maybe about $300 in credit cards a month.
So what does the Porsche have, man? Did they tell you at the shop? What,
in fact,
you
I have to call right now. Should I call right now?
Sure, why
Could
not?
I call right here? Well, and you can hear me have the conversation on the phone. Talking about my car because I have to get the car. I don't know what it's going to cost, but it had problems with the fuel injection system.
Uh-huh.
So I have to have that fixed in order for me to get, right now, she's lending me the Samurai.
Oh, she's...
Yeah, she's been real cool, and I've had it for 3 days, and that was very nice of her. I appreciated her doing that for me.
She's taking the Samurai.
She's taking her BMW every day to work.
But she's taking the Samurai from you because...
I owed her money because she had an investment in the Porsche with me.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, she gets the Samurai, and you get the Porsche.
Yeah. And
but your dad, man, he's not going to like that too much, I don't think.
Why?
Because wasn't he the garante?
No, he was the... He had the insurance under his name.
Just the insurance?
That's it. The car's... You know, I'm paying the car and everything. And
uh-huh. But she doesn't want to move the BMW, right? She wants to keep it there.
No way. That car's paid off. It's in excellent condition.
It's
and
a gem.
Yeah, so she's going to hang on to it, but she's been real nice. See, that's why I know we're still good friends, because if she had any hard feelings for me, she'd say, no, that's my car, you know.
You got to see how you do.
Exactly. Do your own thing, right?
Yeah. Huh.
But she's been real nice. That's why.
Hey, you still got tickets for Celia Cruz and Tito Puente?
Yeah.
You gonna go?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. That's gonna be a good show, man. Definitely. I tell you, Celia Cruz puts on a good show.
Yes, is Kenny in? Or is this Roger? Okay, Roger, this is David Rosas with the 77911, the silver one, with a cold start problem. Do you know if it's been worked on or anything? Uh-huh. Exhaust leak. Right. Okay. Now this warm-up regulator, is that a different than a cold start valve? Oh. Yeah. Okay, because I did have one put in, I think, about 3 months ago or something. I think you guys put it in. I had the same problem. And it was like $200 or something. Is that the same problem now? Oh, okay. Okay, so should I just call back in a little bit maybe? Okay, so I'll just call back in about 10 or 15. Maybe he'll be there. Okay, thanks, Roger. Bye.
So, cold start regulator, is that it?
Man, I just had one put in. $200 for that.
Oh, fuck. That's an expensive car, and then you got to get the tags on it, right?
I got everything.
You got everything?
I got everything taken care of. I got insurance on it, too.
How much?
Under my name. $1,100 a year.
$1,100.
$300
down. That's cheap, man, because
I just got liability.
AAA wanted to give me, you know, insurance, $1,100 too, man.
Yeah, for Dodge.
I'm an Aries, man.
But you were going to get full coverage, no?
I don't remember.
I just got liability.
Just liability.
Which is good enough. At least it's insured if anything happens to anybody else.
For sure.
But, no, I took care of the registration. I registered under my name and everything and got my tags for $88.
Yeah.
And got custom plates on it.
How much did the tags cost you?
$51.
Cheaper than mine. Mine cost me $60.
And I didn't have to pay any sales tax when I registered the car.
Yeah, how come? Oh, you did it like you said you were going to do?
She gave it to me as a gift.
All right, Holmes.
She backed me up. She's being cool.
Yeah.
She put that I gave this car to David for a gift, so I didn't have to pay any sales tax. Otherwise, I would have got stuck $300 just in sales tax alone. And I got custom plates on it.
What does it say?
Hustlin'.
Nobody else had that?
$36 a year. But that's a good one for that's what I'm doing now. That's my life.
Really.
I gotta hustle to make money. If I don't hustle, I'm not gonna make money.
Yeah.
But everything's you know, fell into place pretty good. I mean, things happen for a reason. The situation that I'm in happened for a reason. I changed my career. I took care of everything. I had to take care of the car. And now I'm going to save my money and try to get my own pad, condominium or whatever the case may be. I'm going to be saving a lot of money working here. So if I'm making decent money, I'll be able to get something on my own.
Yeah.
With the help of my parents, of course, because...
When you say it happens for a reason, it's like it happened to get you off...
Off my ass. Get me out of the factory. Get me into a career that I can make good money. And to realize that I had a good woman and I shouldn't want to have anybody else. She spent 12 years of her life with me and she's always been positive thinker and always been good.
Yeah.
Understanding. And
sure, it'd be different if she were a bitch and always nagging.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, and then getting on your case
or
and
didn't
making
like,
your life
didn't
impossible.
Enjoy doing anything. She always
yeah,
was, you know,
exactly.
Pretty much able to do anything that I wanted to do. She was never negative or anything. And it was basically me, you know, going out, the problem going out. So it happened for a reason. Now I hope that, you know, in the future she realizes that I have changed and matured, and she would give me that chance, you know, to go back with her and try to make our life work together.
Yeah.
But only time will tell. I got to prove it to her. And I got to leave her on her own, let her see, you know.
Yeah.
Even if she goes out with other men or dates other men, if she does feel any attraction towards anybody else, I'll never know.
But she'll know what her good thing was.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Definitely.